Welcome to Women Writing Men. Welcome to episode 40. Yeah, it's been a hot minute since Mariah and I have sat down to do a podcast. Mariah is currently 7 books ahead of me in reading. Oh, also, in case you weren't aware, we're looking to find the most attractive man in fiction.
Yes.
That's the point. That's why we come here. That's why Mariah is 7 books ahead of me. She's just farther along in her journey. But yeah, it's been a while since Mariah read this one.
A real long while. I read this one 8 months ago.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Almost 8 months ago. So we'll see. I have notes, which is always good.
Yeah.
But we'll see how I do in terms of memorizing what happened
here.
Did
you write down the author's name?
Nope. Penelope Douglas.
Damn.
Am I right?
I think so. It is Penelope Douglas.
Wow.
Yeah, so, sorry. Today's book is called Birthday Girl by Penelope Douglas. And now, Mariah, didn't give me really anything about this.
I basically just started sending you lists. I've read this book, I've read this one, read it.
Yeah, and so she didn't give me any information about this one. And I was, going for a plane ride, and I had downloaded this book on Kindle to read on the plane. And so I was, I was getting into it. And, the first chapter, and I was like, oh no, this is all I have to read. Which kind of sums up my first thoughts, which is that I hated this book.
Is it like...
And here's the thing, I feel like an asshole for hating this book. Because it's clearly, there's an audience for this, what's going on in this book. And they
it's
are...
not you.
And they're into it. And I am just, it's the opposite for me.
Yeah.
It's just something that really weirds me out.
It's the ick.
Yeah, it's the ick for me. And it's not, it's not the ick for everybody.
Yeah.
It's clearly very not the ick for some people.
Is this the bottom of the barrel for you?
I don't.
In terms of all the books we've read, 40-ish books.
It's worse than some of the alien ones in terms of how repulsive it was. Which is crazy because the alien ones were just, it's literally worse than The Lizard. Just because of the kink in this, which is funny. I also didn't expect to be this
repulsed.
and I can't, the thing is, I can't really fault the author because she's kind of just following the trope of it.
Yeah.
But there are some things I can fault the author on. There were some choices she made in wording where I was like, why would you do that?
Okay. Well, I'm excited to hear these wordings because I haven't heard them in a long time. I mean, I had some issues with it in terms of okay, so can I do my short summary?
Yeah, from this book you read 8 months ago.
I read my first chapter notes to see, do I say any of their names? I did not. And I, for some reason, can remember the author's name. I have no idea what any of their name. Buck? That's where I feel the dad's name would be.
No, it was not.
Okay, tell me their names so I can do this a little bit better.
The guy's name is Pike.
The old guy?
Yep.
Okay. Young guy?
Cole. Jordan. Her name's Jordan.
Okay. Would never, ever have ever guessed any of those names. Okay. The main character's name is Jordan.
She's... I like that you state that as if you knew it.
She is a young girl, 19-ish, right out of high school.
She just turned 19.
Yeah. Okay. And she's dating Cole. Mm-hmm. Who's not a really good boyfriend.
But he is also 19.
And she goes to a movie theater. I can't believe I remember that. And an old man sits next to her and they hit it off in terms of just nothing happens, just flirty.
And it's not clear how old he is. She's he's older than me.
Yeah.
But she doesn't say
he's an old man.
Yeah. She doesn't I don't know. I thought he was he's 25. he's old to a 19-year-old.
But she's dating Cole, so nothing... And then Cole...
She calls. She gets a call, and she's like, oh, hey, Cole, because Cole is supposed to pick her up. And then the guy is like, wait, Cole? And he is Cole's dad.
And Cole's dad and her fall in love.
Yep. Yeah. So that's what the kink is. That's the thing.
Is the kink specifically dating your boyfriend's father?
I think it's more just like the father figure genre.
Okay. See, that's where what I particularly struggled with was that it was her boyfriend's father. I'm like, it's fine if you're
into dads. Just not that dad.
Yeah. And I was like, you're dating him. How are you going to get out of that relationship and into this relationship with old man?
Yeah.
Without me being mad at you for getting out of the relationship with boy in a bad way.
Yeah. The dad, 38. That's how old he is. He had Cole when he was 19. Now he's 38.
So he's 19 years older. Oh, I didn't say my first thoughts.
Yeah, what are your first thoughts?
Sorry, forgot.
As far as the kink goes, how does it rank for you?
Compared to other books?
Yeah.
See, to me, the bottom of the barrel of our books will always be Matt. Oh, gosh. The guy who, like, abused her.
Yeah. What was that book called? Disaster.
Beautiful Disaster.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, abuse is kind of the worst kink.
And that's the bottom of the barrel for me.
So he wasn't abusive.
He wasn't down there.
Yeah.
Lizard man, in terms of attractiveness, I don't know. Because if you're just rating, now this is the hard part. If we're just rating Pike as a man.
I mean, we didn't include the lizard on our list.
We didn't.
So.
But if we're including Pike just as a man...
Who is attractive.
He's attractive.
Yeah.
But it's the... do you bring in the dynamics of his son and the girl? And I don't know. I really don't know. I was very uncomfortable with that stuff, for sure.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, I agree. Like, that's the thing. I was so uncomfortable throughout this book. So it is going to be really hard to rank him. Mm-hmm. Because objectively, he's not a bad guy. With literally any other girl, probably could have handled it. Yeah. But, like, this scenario just really didn't do it for me. So, yeah, should we get into it?
Yeah.
Okay. My first note is a line.
Okay. I don't have lines, so you go.
So she's, like, working at a bar, and we find out, like, her boyfriend kind of sucks. Like, it's implied pretty early on that Cole kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Not because he's, like, abusive or anything, just because he's, like, pretty flaky and like he's a 19-year-old
and he's like selfish.
Yeah, he parties a lot, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so she's like leaving her shift at the bar, and the reason she goes to the movie is because Cole hasn't answered her calls or something to pick her up.
Yeah, and it's also her birthday, isn't it?
It's also her birthday. So Cole is not like a cool, nice boyfriend.
No.
But like someone at the bar says this to her about, because she says she's gonna walk to the movie theater, and they're like, sex slavers are looking for hot teenage blondes and shit. And I was like, we don't even know her name. And I have read these words. I was like, what am I getting myself into here, Penelope Douglas?
Oh, man.
And then I find out her name. Her name is Jordan.
Okay.
She brings wine and donuts to the theater. Movie.
She's going to like one of those old-timey theaters, right? Yeah. Like, not Cineplex.
Yeah. Or she's going to see an old movie at the theater. And so she spills her wine and then like...
The guy near her.
Moves seats or something and then ends up sitting with this guy, and then they watch the movie together, and it's very nice for them.
Yeah. I wrote these things down in chapter one. So we find out... Do we find out in chapter one that it's his dad? Or do I just assume At the very end?
Yeah.
But they're estranged. Does he say that too?
Yeah, they are like... Because... She's like, oh, I knew of Cole's dad, but I've never met him, and I didn't really know him.
Okay.
Because Cole doesn't really talk to his dad much.
Okay. Okay. So, sorry, now I feel like I have to ask you these questions because I'm like, my notes say this, but it didn't really happen. My two red flags immediately in chapter one were, one, that I really felt like the way they were going to lead us down this story was that they were just going to portray Cole as so bad that it'd be justified for her to move on with Pike. And I was like, no, that's not the move here.
I like in chapter one, you were like certain of it. Like you were like, please don't.
But you will. Yeah. And I won't like it.
Yeah.
And then second, I was like, if he's estranged, he can't be that good of a father. Which means, what does that say about who he is as a man? I'm like, I don't know. In my opinion, if a son and or if like a parent and child are estranged, the onus should be 100% on parent to rehabilitate. Because parent is mature and,
and 38.
And child is immature and doesn't know who they are and doesn't 19. Know how. Yeah. So I was like, Pike's, I don't know, Pike. I don't know. And I think they do eventually go, oh, it's because of the mom.
Yeah.
But I still think Pike could have tried harder.
Yeah. I need to read this excerpt from my notes because this is me realizing on the plane what I'm in for. So I was like, what the heck are these movie theater trays? Is that an American thing? Because they discuss like placing things on a tray at a movie theater. Okay. And I'm like, what? Like, it sounds like it's attached to the seat.
Interesting. I've been to theaters in America and there weren't trays. So I've never been to American tray theater.
And then I wrote oval-shaped face. I don't know. That was clearly a descriptor. And I was like, what a terrible. I was like, why the fuck would you need to use this description? Everyone's face is an oval. And I wrote, ignoring the rest, presumably about the description of Pike. Description is stupid. This scene is stupid. What are the trays? He better not be over 30. His name's Pike. And also, he's her boyfriend's father. Oh, my Lord.
You had a lot of random rapid thoughts.
Yeah, there. I was like really aggressive. I was like, he better not be over 30.
And then he is.
He is. This is, and he's the dad.
Like, of this dude.
Yeah. I really didn't see it coming. It was such a twist to me.
See, I knew. So I didn't have that twist because I read the synopsis or whatever.
Yeah, so I was like, why had she never met his dad? Because I was also having that same thought of like, why are they like estranged, right? Like, it was weird. So yeah, we're on chapter two now.
Okay, one other comment that I just have about chapter one, because I felt again that she was like, Cole sucks in terms of what we've already talked about. But one thing that she really doesn't like about Cole is that he's not like more established in life.
Yeah.
She complains about this often of like, why don't you have a better job? I'm like, because he's 19.
Yeah. And she's not doing any
like,
better.
She works at a bar.
Yeah.
Which you get good tips, but it's not like an established job stereotypically.
Yeah, no.
Because you can 100% live your life as a person who works at a bar and make good tips and
happy. Live your life, but like.
But she is like so judgmental about that Cole like isn't making a name for himself. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
That's not a reason. I don't understand you.
Yeah.
So that was my immediate, I was like, you're going to use this as a reason why Cole's a bad boyfriend. And I like, give him a shot.
Yeah.
In that regard. Yeah. Break up with him for the other reasons, but
yeah.
Stop with the, he's not established.
Yeah. Another piece of description that I wrote down is that Cole always has a look that gives the impression that he has a whole pie waiting in the refrigerator.
I wrote about the pie. And I was like, is she the pie? Does he like pie? What's this thing about the pie?
I know. I was like, is this a thing?
I wrote it too. He looks at her the way that he's like, he's got a whole pie in the fridge. I was like, what does that mean?
Like, I understand what it means, but it's just such a like strange weird thing to put in there. And be like, you'll get it.
I noted it as well, so.
So, yeah. So, the other thing about her relationship with Cole, should we just go into the backstory of it?
Sure.
Like, yeah. So, her and him had this mutual friend who they were really close with. She worked with Cole and the mutual friend. That guy died. I don't remember his name or care about him particularly. But Cole was sad about that. She was sad about it. So then they got together as like a, you know, you're all I have left. And so she's like, he's like my best friend. Like, and so they're kind of in a relationship where they're not leaving because it's more comfortable to just stay together.
Yeah.
And that's what's implied. And then I wrote, it's so weird that she wants to date his dad.
Whoa, I wrote, oh my gosh. I think I might have wrote the most notes I've ever written for a chapter. In chapter two.
All right, Mariah.
Look at, okay, you can delete this. But look.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Can you chill?
It gets smaller after that. But I really thought chapter two was important.
Okay, Mariah's going to tell us about chapter two.
Okay, so they're moving in with Pops.
Yes.
Because they get evicted.
Yeah.
From their house. their apartment.
Yeah.
So they're moving in, and she's, like, really mad at Cole for this. And immediately, I'm like, you should just break up with him in this moment. Because he poorly did, like, he did things shade badly. I don't really remember what it was, but he could have avoided eviction.
Yeah.
And did not.
Yeah.
And so now she's mad at him. I'm like, that maybe is a sense of, like, the established piece of, like, if your person can't even pay rent now, like.
Yeah.
But she moves in with Pops, Pike. I probably didn't want to call him Pike because I thought, that's too long.
Yeah.
I point out that, because I thought this was dumb, she doesn't want to sleep with Cole in the house because in the house, people want to know your business, but they don't want to know it in your apartment, so it's fine. And I was like, what? And she was like, talking about the neighbors, like not even Pike, of like the neighbors, and I don't want them to know. What are you talking about? Your apartment neighbors would definitely know more.
Yeah, that's so weird.
He admits that he doesn't deserve her. Cole does. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why? Did you know kitchen backsplash is hot?
What a good note. They genuinely talk about the backsplash. Like, they talk about a lot of, like, home renovation.
Because Pike is a home, like, he does
contracting, yeah. Which, it's fine. If you're into backsplash and that turns you on, that's cool. Yeah. But
Penelope Douglas wants to make it very clear to us that she hasn't had nice things. But how obsessed she is with this big new kitchen is, like, a little bit too much.
Yeah. Yeah, because, like, Jordan's from a trailer park, and she like, hasn't had a really, like, comfortable, nice home.
So at this point, I think I don't know her name yet, because I've written, I think her sister is a stripper, and her sister doesn't approve of her life. Oh, I see. The stripper wanted the main character to be a stripper, but the main character declined. And her name is Jordan, so I definitely would have written Jordan over the main character.
Yeah.
So yeah, sister. I don't actually know if it's announced now that sister's a stripper, but it's so obvious.
Yeah, no, I have it here. Okay. She's a stripper.
Sister wants her to be a stripper to make money, and she's like, no, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. I wrote, there's a very long scene of them eating burgers.
I wrote, literally so much is happening. I really thought the burgers had good content. The sister wants her to sleep with Pike. Yeah. I didn't know his name either. I was calling him old man. I also didn't know sister's name because I was just calling her sister. Sister pretended to be an old man and comes on to her when old man comes in because sister is sure old man wants sex more with the main girl.
Note.
I don't know why I wrote that. Old man is named Pike. I did. I do remember that now because I thought it was a weird name. And sister is named Cam. I guess Cameron. They went with the
Cameron
androgynous.
Jordan. Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Okay. Pike is tall and she thinks it's sexy. She also forgot how tall he was until he walked through a door. I don't know why I wrote these things down.
I wrote, she finds him so incredibly attractive, but he kind of just acts normal towards her.
Yeah. Pike doesn't like onions, and she made onion ring burgers. I'm finally at the burger scene.
Guys, you can't see it, but Raya's losing her shit at how insane her notes are.
I guess it shows something about their relationship, but it feels irrelevant to me. She also says she makes cheap food gourmet, which is such a weird thing to insert into this moment. Now Pike is pressuring Cole to go to college, which bothers me. Why can't he learn a trade? Especially when Cole says how hard school was. Then I realize Pike is 38. Then we find out Cole has been arrested multiple times. We don't know why yet. That's happened.
I wrote that, yeah, Cole went to jail too. Like, he spent a night in jail and then Pike, like, made his bail or something. Yeah. And I was like, it's weird that we're just brushing over this. Like,
because that wasn't him. All we needed to know was that Cole's bad.
Yeah. But they just were like, oh, yeah, he goes to jail sometimes.
Now they are referencing a song where you need to know the lyrics, but it's not said and I don't know them. What the heck? So I looked it up. This is the chorus. I will be your father figure. Put your tiny hand in mine. I will be your... Oh, I know this song. I will be your preacher, teacher. Anything you have in mind. I will be your father figure. I have had enough of crime. I will be the one who loves you till the end of time. Honestly, I thought it would be more sexual.
I'm also like, I got turned off by that. Even just like the line, I will be your father figure.
You can chase your breath away. I think it's Enrique Iglesias.
Okay.
Okay, anyways, is it a thing that you can make a wish for every candle? She wishes for a better life every time, except for the night with Pike.
Yeah, there's like a very like...
She like blows out candles and makes wishes every time.
Yeah, and it's very like, this is a really cute thing she does.
I didn't think it was cute.
Yeah, I don't know. It was fine. I wasn't that offended by it. I was just like, it's so weird that that's the like theme that they went with.
That is my notes on chapter 2.
Great.
But there's not a, like, I'm already like three, like almost halfway through my notes.
It's all chapter 2. Okay, so chapter 3 is a Pike chapter. And I wrote, guess we will get to enjoy some inappropriate thoughts from the adult in this situation.
I said, now I know her name is Jordan because he called her Jordan.
I wrote that his narration doesn't really sound like a 30-year-old dude. And, like, I think the issue is there just wasn't enough distinction between him and Jordan. Like, it was...
Like, she didn't do a very good job of capturing the male essence.
Yeah. Which I really was looking for more male essence. Also, apparently he's, like, monologuing to himself. And he refers to Jordan as
the girl of his dreams.
Yes!
I made that face because I was like, ew, ew, you don't know her.
Yeah, he was like, the girl of my dreams is off limits. And I'm like, how is she the girl of your dreams? She's 19 and you met her once.
And I also, like, he wants children. And I'm like, she's 19. Like, are you going to just make her have children now?
Okay, yeah, that's another thing that comes up in this, that her children thing, it was barely mentioned. And then it appears at the end. And I'm like, guys, why did we not have more of a conversation
about this?
This chapter was very boring. Can I, like, just summarize it? Or sure. Do you have, like, basically, so the ex-wife, Cole's mom, calls at, like, 5:30 a.m. Because apparently she, like, routinely booty calls
him.
It
didn't really seem like he agreed to the booty calls very often, though.
No, it just, like, was a thing that happened because they had history. So that happens. There's a thunderstorm and she has trouble sleeping, which I thought was going to be more significant. But
she just made blueberry muffins.
They go to do this, like, sandbagging thing.
Yeah.
Because there's, like, a big flood.
And Cole's supposed to go, but he doesn't. And she goes instead.
Yeah. And I was like, again, I thought this was going to be, like, a plot point or something. Like, there would be major storms or some issue more often.
No, it was just to show off that she was working.
Yeah.
And he could watch her.
It felt like there was... Yeah, he could watch her. That was the weird part. And then it just felt like, was there a plot, really? Like... I don't know. They just did shit in the daytime so that they could then go make eyes at each other later.
At night, when Cole was around.
Yeah.
So just some of my commentary on him, because he can see that Cole is not
a good boyfriend.
Yeah. And also just like kind of going down the wrong path in life.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think next time he goes to jail, you shouldn't bail him out. Like, I just feel like, sure, they're estranged, but... He just throws money at Cole.
Yeah. He's not really trying.
He's not trying to be a father. Now that I'm remembering this book, I feel like I could rate him pretty low. So far.
Bad dad.
Bad dad. Like, that's... Giving your son money when your son's in trouble is not the way to help your son. It's hard. Because the way to help your son is to say, you are a 19-year-old boy and you get evicted.
Time to figure your shit out by yourself.
Yeah. Another thing about the male essence of this chapter, I felt like the thing that Penelope Douglas did to try to make it feel like a man was talking was that he would just swear, like in weird places. Like, his thoughts just had swear words inserted everywhere, and I was like, I didn't feel real.
It didn't feel boyish.
It it just felt like she was like, I need to make sure they're different enough. Oh, yeah. I'll make him swear more.
Yeah. I also wrote that he thinks a lot about what everyone's wearing, because, like, her sister comes and he's like, which admittedly, like, you would definitely notice what a stripper is wearing. But I was also like, it's weird that he's just like, it was enough that I was like, why are you looking at what everyone's wearing?
One other thing I also commented about him and his son was that he pressures Cole to go to college, and he talks about how his parents pressured him and how much he hated it. And I'm like, you idiot. You're not very smart.
Yeah, no, he felt very immature too.
Yeah.
Which I think was like, they were trying to be like, that's a good thing
because she's 19.
Because she's 19.
They'll be better on the same playing field.
Yeah, but it was just a little weird. Yeah. I don't know. Chapter 4.
Yep.
So there's another character, which I think he was actually introduced in the theater scene, but he's not really important, who is the ex-boyfriend of Jordan.
Yeah.
This guy named Jay, and he's like kind of rapey and...
Yeah, did he rape her? I wrote.
I think he almost did.
But I wrote in this moment, I think he did, but I don't remember.
Yeah.
He should be in jail for what she did. For what he did, I said.
Okay.
So she said, that's what she said about him. So I was like, he must have raped her.
Yeah, so he's not a very cool dude. So yeah, he also like is like specifically stalking her, it seems like. So she like goes to work and she gets picked up by her sister, and she has like this whole thing with like getting rides from people to and from work because like she has no vehicle right now.
Yes. Because and isn't Cole supposed to fix it, but he hasn't.
Yeah, and so then Pike is like working on it and whatever.
I also put down here that Cole like has like something changed. Like he actually used to be a very good boyfriend.
He used to be just sweeter, I think.
And then what? And I said, did something happen? And I don't know.
I don't think anything happened so much as they were together too long kind of thing. Like, he tried harder in the beginning and then...
And he did support her after the other boyfriend, too.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, they've got a bit of a, like, trauma bond for her in terms of he kind of was like...
I'll rescue you from the shitty boyfriend. Yeah. So I wrote that her sister bought her sexy underwear. Her sister just being like... So you have to sleep with this 38-year-old man.
And become a stripper.
Yeah, it's such a weird... Like, her sister's doing it to be like, you'll have money and you'll get out of the life. Or so, I don't know. It's very strange.
Yeah.
And then I wrote, there's a masturbation scene.
Yep.
And I was like, that Pike is definitely going to walk in on. But he didn't.
He didn't.
And it was a shock. And then she discovers he smokes and thinks it's very hot.
Well, this is what I wrote. She feels attracted to a man who smokes cigars, and then we find out that Pike smokes cigars. And I'm like, what?
What order is that? Yeah.
I'm like, they're just so in sync, some people might say. I'm like, that was so weird. Because why are you attracted to someone who smokes cigars? I don't think, like, that's very uncommon.
Yeah.
In this generation.
Yeah.
To be attracted to that.
And also, like, does he ever smoke again?
All these things happen one time.
It was so sexy that one time you smoked.
And so she gets interrupted just by a door slamming, not by Pike walking in.
Yeah. And then they have pizza together.
Sorry, I'm reading my next comment.
Is it chapter 5?
Yeah. It's so bad. I should have been better at he, because sometimes I'm not sure if I'm talking about Cole or Pike. But I think it's Pike. Doesn't eat vegetables?
Yeah, no, she has to like convince him to eat vegetables and stuff.
Yeah, like, and I'm like, are you kidding me? Because he's like, I'm single. I don't know. I'm like, what do you mean? Eat your vegetables. How can you be so muscly and good looking if you don't eat vegetables?
Yeah.
And then I wrote that he was going to share vulnerable emotions, but I think that meant Cole with her. And he held back, and I'm glad he did. No need to let her into his life more than he already
had.
No, it was Pike.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I, at that moment, was like, please don't get together, please.
Yeah, so yeah, he takes in her young skin and hopeful eyes and then proceeds to, like, sexualize her like crazy.
Ugh.
In his head. And it's so, like, I wrote, like, he's struggling internally about how much he's sexualizing her.
Yeah.
And I was like, if you have to say to yourself, she's just a kid, she's too young for you.
Yeah.
And he said that a lot, and I was like, every time he says it, it icks me out so much. Because this girl is the same age as your actual son, you know? Like, it bothered me, like, crazy. Okay, wait. So yeah, they talk about their backstories a bit. Are you at the mowing the lawn scene yet? Sorry, this was the funniest scene.
I don't think I even wrote it down.
Oh, okay.
But I comment that he has one of her G-strings.
Yeah, he finds her underwear.
And I'm like, please don't do something weird with that underwear, please. I was like, so worried.
Yeah, so she's like out mowing the lawn and she's like wearing a t-shirt and she's sweaty and stuff and listening.
Okay, I did write that, but I didn't know she started in mowing the lawn. Okay.
Yeah, so she's mowing the lawn and he's watching her. And so he's watching her from like the upper floor window. And then he's like, she shouldn't be mowing the lawn like that because like creepy dudes are gonna watch her. And then he sees his neighbor across the way
doing it,
watching her, and he's like, that guy is so creepy. And I'm like, you are him. That's you.
And then he gets mad at her and he goes and yells at her. And yeah! He's like, you can't do that in a place, in a neighborhood like this. You cock tease, is what he says.
Oh my god. And I know it's somebody's kink, but it's so creepy from your boyfriend's dad.
Yeah. I said, yeah. I was like, is this supposed to make us like him?
Because, like, it's so, like...
It's the, like, father figure.
There's that blurring line.
Except for, I feel like I said, I feel like you could have still been a father figure in that moment, but not in what he did. I don't know.
Like, it's the sexualizing of the, like, chastising. I don't know. It's... It doesn't do it for me. And again, I know that somebody is into that. It's just in this context, it was just infuriating.
Yeah. So she does like call him out. And I was like, you go, girl. Sorry, I'm not at chapter 6 yet.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I just have one more thing, which I wrote, ew. And then I wrote, she says, yes, daddy, when he gives her a command. And then he gets the urge to spank her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, yes, it is somebody's thing.
It's clearly not your thing.
No. I also point out that he's just super jealous of.
Yeah.
And again, pattern in so many books. They make possessive, jealous men appear really attractive. Like we're supposed to be like, oh yeah, you.
Yeah.
He wants me and he gets mad when I'm with anyone else. Like, no! I want to go live my life without a man running out yelling cocktails every time I'm surrounded by other men.
That doesn't turn you on? You're not like, oh, I wish I had a dad boyfriend to yell at me more.
Okay. I'm like 3/4 of the way through my notes. Are we almost done this book?
No.
Okay.
So chapter 6, they're not talking. She comments that he's so volatile. And I was like, that's not a very hot trait. So then she takes him his lunch at work. He talks about construction with her. She sees some random women in the street come to flirt with him. They're like neighbors who like walk by deliberately to try to flirt with him. Yeah. And then she gets offended. And then he like, okay. I'm at the part where she jumps in the pool. Are you there? Do you have more notes?
No.
So she jumps in the pool and she's like, I'm going to sit at the bottom of it to like be alone with my thoughts or something. Obviously, she probably wouldn't sit very long at the bottom of the pool. But he jumps in to save her.
I didn't write this down. I really stopped caring.
Yeah. And then she talks about all the stuff that happened with the mutual friend with Cole.
Yeah.
And then...
So that was... See, to me, that moment, I was like, this is what Cole's problem is. Because Cole blames himself for that friend's death.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's that trigger moment where he was sweet and now he's like partying and not spending his money. Like, he is in a shame spiral.
Yeah, he's dealing with some shit.
And
yeah.
instead of... Dad being like, my son needs me. He's like, hey, Jordan, want to watch a movie tonight?
Literally. It's the worst, like, it's bad parenting in combination with, like, the kink I'm not into.
I also like to say that the encounters about her making him eat healthy were the most boring, dumbest thing. And it was so constant.
They were all the time. Like, so often.
They really were portraying her as, like, the housewife that would come in and save Pike from...
I know.
...not eating vegetables for the rest of his life.
I know.
Because that was it. Like, he had a home. He had a nice home. He, like, was fit. But he didn't eat vegetables. And so she arrived, and now his world was complete.
They did, like, really frame it that way. And it was so... I don't know.
Okay, that's all I have.
Chapter 7, Cole doesn't show up to pick her up from work, and then her creepy ex-boyfriend is there, so then she just sleeps on the pool table at work.
Yeah.
And, like, goes to work the next day, like, all casual.
Yeah.
Because she's too proud to, like, ask anyone else for a ride.
Yes.
Which, admittedly, Pike has been very creepy towards her, so it's probably a good call not to
ask for a ride.
And then Pike notices that Jordan never came home, and then Cole is super hungover, and so then he determines that she lied, and so then he thinks that she was cheating on Cole.
Yeah.
And he has his own trauma about being cheated on. So then he, like, goes to confront her, and he's like, I don't like being lied to. And then, I wrote this in my dumbest line. He says, I don't like being lied to, especially by women. And I was like, excuse you. Why? Like, that was such a rude thing to say.
That is very rude. I also was just annoyed because he kicks her out of the house at this point.
Yeah, because he's like, you're cheating on my son.
And I'm like, that's not your place.
Yeah, like...
like, that's Cole's boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah.
You can tell your son your suspicions, and Cole makes the decision on what happens with it. Not you.
Yeah, it was really like... and so then the lady at work, like, tells him he's being an asshole and that she slept on the pool table. But this whole scene was just infuriating. Like, it just makes Pike so frustrating, and like, I just hated him. Like, I was like, you are the worst.
Yeah.
But now he's like, I've realized I'm actually really into you.
Yeah.
That this was like the moment for him.
Because she lied about where she slept that night?
I guess. I don't know why he realized that. But yeah, then I'm on chapter 9.
Yeah.
So then she's like mad at him. So then she refuses to go back to his
place. And she's like, I'm moving out. That's it. She goes, he's not good at mature relationships. I'm like, good job, Jordan.
Yeah.
I feel like Jordan has these moments of clarity, and then...
and then she falls again. Yeah. So then she goes to get her stuff.
But Pike built her a garden.
Oh. I know. Ooh. And then he says, this is your house.
So stay. And she stays.
And she does. And that was that. Chapter 10. So he has this poker night, and I was like, he does have friends. So... so he is an adult man with friends, which we don't always get.
Yes. But his friends also encourage him to be with Jordan, don't they?
Yeah, they're like, oh yeah, you should totally get with her. Like,
yeah.
So this is one of the things where I blame the author more than the kink, which is that he buys her a cake.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, it might make her feel like a kid. And he's like, what if it just makes her feel like a 7-year-old? And then like,
gross.
I know. I was like, don't put that...
why would getting a cake feel like a 7-year-old?
Because it's like a pink birthday cake from the store kind of thing.
I guess so. I don't know.
I know. So then
people
he's like,
cakes.
I don't want to make her feel like a 7-year-old. And I'm like, author, stop putting actual children in my mind.
Yes.
When I'm reading this story, because it makes me uncomfortable.
Yes. And would he have thought that if she was 35?
Right? Like, no. Right. You're only thinking it because she's 19, the same age as your son.
Yeah. And they're having a party, Cole, and, like, Cole and her are still together, by the way.
Yeah, because she wasn't cheating, so.
So they're still...
did Cole even find out that his dad thought she was cheating?
I don't know. So they're having a party, and I only comment on it because they're up at 1 a.m. still partying, and he's like, I can't believe it. And I was like, dude, they're 19.
Yeah.
1 a.m. is not that late for a party.
No, it's not.
And they touched for the first time.
Isn't that
insane? They haven't touched yet.
Yeah. I wrote, they cut watermelon, he gets a boo-boo, and they have a moment about it. Chapter 11?
Yep.
I open with a line from her sister, which, yeah, I don't know, content warning, this one, you're not his daughter, you're a hot young piece of pussy living under his roof. I was like, why would you say that to your younger sister? Like, don't encourage them.
Yeah, but then to encourage her, Cam flirts with Pike to make what's her face jealous. Jordan jealous.
Yeah,
only making Jordan want Pike more. I'm like, ugh, your sister's not a good sister. Like, who here is a good role model for you?
Yeah. So then she like,
ew.
Yeah. Yeah. Ryan just got to the next part of the notes.
Okay. So you can say it.
She goes, I don't want to say it. So she goes. So Jordan's all hot and bothered and has to go shower, but she has to use Pike's shower because hers is being renovated or something. And so she like goes and smells his soap and gets all turned on. And then she like uses his loofah and has a good time.
Yeah. And I thought that was really gross.
Yeah, it icked me out as well. Chapter 12?
Yeah.
So there's this fucking wet t-shirt contest.
At the bar.
Yeah. And, like, Jordan's like, oh, I could make some quick cash there. And yeah. Cam's like, you should do it.
And she's never done it before.
Yeah, and she's never, like, been, like, she's trying not to sexualize herself for money.
And she does it. I don't know why she does it.
Cam, she doesn't do it yet. She's still thinking about it. But I was like, okay, well, Pike's going to be weird and shitty about it. That's.
But she does something. There's a lingerie night at work or something.
Yeah, no, that she goes to and does that later, but not right now.
Oh, she's just thinking about it.
I actually don't know what happens. I only wrote, don't do things outside your nature for money. That's something he says to her. And I was like, why is this worded so awkwardly?
I think they do. I think that two things happen. This one she goes through with, which is just to dress really sexy at work.
Okay.
And then there's a wet t-shirt competition.
Okay. And then he rescues her.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this Sorry. Is just...
Spoiler, guys.
This is just a lingerie night, and he's there at the bar.
Yeah.
And he's pissed at her.
Because she's doing it. Yeah. And then one of his buddies says this line, which made me laugh so hard, because I was like, yeah, this is something dudes definitely would say to one another. Yeah, it looked like she wanted to straddle your hard, intimidating cock right there in the bar.
Oh my like, gosh.
Did who the hell?
Talk like that?
Two 38-year-old dudes just hanging out.
It's also a question I don't want the answer
no!
to.
I was like, yeah, just guy talk. Just boys being boys.
Okay, so then we find out, this might be chapter 13. I've got them together, that's why.
Yeah. It's chapter 13. It's chapter 13 time.
Okay.
Big reveal. I realize what the reveal is.
We find out that Cole has been cheating on Jordan.
What? That's so crazy.
And now she wants to move out. And I'm like, Pike, let her go. And he's like, no, it's fine. They can live here together. I'm like, ugh. Why? No, just let her go.
It's insane that Pike is like, you should stay.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously it's for selfish reasons.
Yeah. But, like, be a little bit selfless. Imagine your boyfriend cheats on you and you still have to live in the same house as him.
With his dad.
With his dad.
Yeah. I also, like, the thing about Cole cheating is I was just like, well, yeah, of course he was going to cheat. It's necessary to the plot. Like, it's not like Cole can or can't cheat. He just will. Because he must.
Yeah.
Because he needs to get the hell out of the picture
yeah.
at this stage.
And he needs to be, it needs to be in a way that we don't hate Jordan for it.
Yeah. It's the only way. Like, yeah. It's so easy
yeah.
to just be like,
he could have died.
Oh, yeah, that, but that, see,
that would be harder because of her, she would have been, at least someone sad, and then.
He would have been, Pike also would have been sad.
They would have found each other. New trauma bond.
New trauma bond.
Okay, also, this is so insignificant to the plot, but it really bothered me. She put vanilla extract and cinnamon into Pike's coffee because she thought he should drink it that way. And I was like, ew, don't be so invasive. Let him drink coffee the way he wants to. Like, she snuck it in. Like, drugging him with vanilla and cinnamon.
I love that you are, like, obsessed with this, like, she's way too involved in his fucking nutritional life.
And that's not even nutrition! If he wants black coffee, let him have it! I don't know how he drank it, but she didn't like his way.
Yeah.
It needed vanilla and cinnamon. And that bothered me.
Okay.
So I guess she's deciding to stay at the house?
Okay, so chapter 14... He goes to take her to the trailer park because she's like, I'm moving out and I'm going to move back in with my dad at the trailer park. And then he, like, takes her to the trailer park and he's like, oh, this is so bad. Like, I don't want you living here. And so he just is like, get in the truck.
Enforce.
Now, Jordan.
Yeah.
And I was like, stop being horrible.
I called it manipulative because he does that and then he goes, oh, that wasn't a good move. And then he's like, no, like, gets all sweet. And...
Yeah, it's really gross.
And then I'm like, that just feels like icky.
It's supposed to be like he's upset about the conditions at the trailer park, but I'm like, it's just icky.
Yeah. And you can, again, you can be upset about the conditions and be like, we need to find a solution for you.
Yeah.
That doesn't include living with me and my son, your ex-boyfriend.
Who cheated on you.
And also doesn't include living in the trailer park.
Yeah.
But, like, I'll put you up in a hotel for...
We'll figure something
like,
out.
Like, whatever.
Yeah.
But no, he just forces her, and then he's like, oops, sorry, my bad, babe.
Yeah.
Forgive me. And I'm like, ew, Gross. Yeah. Also, I point out, I don't know why I thought this, I had this question, but in this chapter 14, I ask, why is every guy in this book leery and creepy?
Yeah. Like, everyone.
Yeah.
It's like the author's like, yeah, being 19 is just
a leery, inundated. Creepy time.
Like, yeah, because, like, she sees her stepbrother or something there, and, like, he's weird with her, and it was like, really?
Is that why? I didn't write down why, but I was like, it's gross. There's the ex-boyfriend, Cole, Pike, his friends.
Yeah.
Like, they're all just so
creepy.
Creepy.
Yeah. It's not good.
No.
Chapter 15. There is another flood that they need to go sandbag, and I'm like,
woohoo, two floods.
I was like, why are they, like... Because I thought it was going to, like, end with something significant about the fact that there was so much flooding. Like, it was the flood season or something. And then it didn't.
No.
So she thinks about how hot he is and gets mad at the idea of anyone sleeping with him. And then he takes her mudding. And I wrote, this is surely charming to some girls.
Like, mudding, like, driving in a car and getting muddy?
Yeah, you drive in the car and you do, like, you just make a mess.
Okay.
Just drift around in the truck.
Yeah.
And then I wrote, they have sexy hose time in the backyard because they're muddy.
Yeah, I have some comments about that, though, too. So they do that, and they start making out while they use the hose on each other.
Mm-hmm.
But before that happens, he calls her a slut. And I don't know if it was in, like, a, oh, you slutty slut way, or, yeah, like, you're a slut.
Yeah, I don't know either. He, like, toes the line all the time between, like, saying things that are just, like, actually hurtful.
Yeah.
And not.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm like, this doesn't feel very healthy.
Yeah. So, like, right after, like, it's during sexy hose time, she's like, let's do it. Like, let's have sex, right? And then he yells at her and slams her into the house. And I was like, I'm so confused by this turn of events. It's clearly supposed to be hot. But I imagine him, like, so much larger than her. It just seems threatening in a bad way.
Well, yeah. And his, and doesn't he, is that still chapter 15?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Never mind then. I didn't write that part down.
Okay.
But then they also, in that moment, agree, we can't, we have to stop. Cole, it'll be weird.
And then Cole does show up and interrupt. And I was like, this is so awkward.
Yeah.
And then Cole starts to finally, like, open up to Pike while Jordan is just, like, half naked lurking in a shrub or something nearby. And I was like, they literally can't be together. I hate it. I, like, hate it so much.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I want Pike to be a better father.
Yeah.
I don't want him to fuck Cole's girlfriend.
See, that's where I started to go now, because I'm like, okay, now you've broken them up. Cole, mm-hmm, and Jordan, done.
Yeah.
But how do you get Cole or Pike and Jordan now together without
it deeply damaging the relationship? The
Cole-Pike relationship.
Yeah. And I was just like, I just don't want you to do it. Yeah. Because I want them to have a better relationship. Yeah.
I want Cole to
heal. Have a father.
I have a father.
Yeah. Yeah. More than I wanted Jordan to sleep with that father.
Yeah.
Okay. So chapter 16. Again, Penelope, I'm putting this on you. So Pike is having horny thoughts, and then he thinks, she's a kid. If she was 2 years younger, I could go to jail for this. And I was like, Penelope, do not mention that to me, because it's such a humongous turnoff.
It is. I also, in chapter 16, write that he accuses her of missing Cole's body and that he just wants to sleep with her, or that she just wants to sleep with him.
Yeah, because he thinks she's on the rebound because her and Cole just broke up.
But he, like, does he say it to her face?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't know either. I wrote that he accuses her, which feels like he goes to her, yeah, and is like, you just want me for my body.
Yeah. Yeah. So then also Pike gets mad because this creepy neighbor wants Jordan to babysit. Like, the same creepy neighbor from that before was leering at her when, yeah, she was mowing the lawn.
Which she does do babysit.
She does babysit. She, like, takes the guy's kids and then her and Pike, like, look after the kids.
And play. And then she thinks, this could be our family.
And then he keeps looking at her in a bikini while she's, like, literally looking after children. And, yeah, he's looking after children. I'm like, guys, can we chill a little bit?
I didn't write about that. What chapter are you in, 16?
Yeah. Okay. And then, so, he says you should go out and date people. And then she's like, I'm going to go hang out with this guy. And he's like, absolutely not.
Which guy? The dad?
Not the kids? No, like some friend of hers or something.
Okay.
And then Pike's like, you'll thank me when you're not getting date raped. And I was like, what the fuck, dude?
It's very weird.
And he says that while she's babysitting. I was like, there's like a 7-year-old standing right there. And he says, you'll thank me when you're not getting date raped.
But he was just, it wasn't like a blind date. It was her friend.
It was her friend that she knew. And then Pike like threatens the ex-boyfriend who just happens to, because like the ex-boyfriend like finds out that her and Cole broke up and he just like comes around the house to be like, oh, hey. Comes around to Cole's dad's house and be like, hey, is Jordan around?
It's so weird.
Yeah, and then he found it. Ugh.
What chapter are you on?
Still 16.
Wow.
So gross.
I wrote nothing down about that chapter. Keep going.
He fantasizes about her coming to see him in bed because she's afraid of the storm.
Oh.
I know. Doesn't that... It's such an icky.
It gives you the, like, little like kid she's a afraid. Little kid.
It's icky, icky bad. And then there's a lengthy sexual fantasy / masturbation scene.
And he does it in the shower, too.
Oh, I didn't write that down. I just wrote, it's happening. Chapter 17.
Okay. We have a smell.
I wrote, I hate this book. It's literally killing me.
But we have his smell. Did you write down his smell?
No.
He smells
ahead.
Like sun, wood, body wash, and Tide detergent.
Honestly, that's a very realistic smell.
What about the sun and the wood?
Wood has a smell.
Wood does.
The sun, less so. Sun doesn't have a distinct smell for me.
They fight because he almost slept with someone too, I wrote.
Yeah.
Don't remember that. They are yelling and then they sleep together. It's finally happened. Chapter 17.
I've written elaborate notes. Actually, this is funny. So she comes in while Pike is like mid hookup, right?
Oh, I remember that.
And he's down in the basement, like hooking up with, not like, he's not like.
They're just making
they're
out.
They're just making out or yeah. something. And so then Jordan comes home and she starts like slamming cupboard doors and stuff to like piss him off and stuff. And then she like pours like a full slushie or something in the washing machine. Yeah. And then, yeah. And it was just ridiculous. He doesn't even find out though, because then he sleeps with her and then she like quickly cleans it up in the next morning. But I was like, oh my god, you were such a child throwing a tantrum, stop.
Yeah.
But yeah, this whole like interaction
of them sleeping together,
yeah, I wrote, I hate this. And he's like, I'm a grown-ass man who's been having sex since before you were born.
I understand what you mean by the just like, why do you have to keep pointing it out?
Yeah, stop like emphasizing it, because it icks me out every time. And then he's like, I get it whenever I like, you hear? Like, he's all weird about it. And then he calls her a kid. And then she's like, this kid is the reason you have so much steam to blow off. And I'm like, stop referring to yourself as a kid. I can't. And then he does spank her. Just so we're clear.
I remember that scene.
Yeah. I wrote Jesus Christ, and then I wrote smell, like, just the word smell, and I was, like, too angry to write it down. Mariah has to note it.
I did not.
No, you did. You talked about
this. Oh, the smell.
In this chapter,
oh,
yeah.
That's what you meant. I did write that. I thought you said, I thought, so angry, smell, and then there would be more. I understand.
Yeah.
Dumb me.
Yeah, so then she also, like, she's like sexually taunting him at this point.
This really bothered
it
me.
It felt really out of character for her.
It feels like a leap from her character.
Yeah.
That's what I wrote. I'm like, she hasn't been like this. She wasn't like this with Cole.
She's also like very like, she's not, doesn't want to be a stripper. She doesn't yeah. want like.
And why all of a sudden are you like so.
So sexually taunting him. Like she.
It was weird.
It's weird too. Like she's not innocent, you know, like she has a sex life and everything, but it's just. It felt out of character for
it
her.
It felt so out of character. If she had done it with Cole at least once, I'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Once she's intimate with a guy, she talks sexy to him. Mm-hmm. But she never did it with Cole.
Yeah, so another line. Sorry. I really have to call out Penelope Douglas on every single line where I'm like, please do not include this. He lifts her under the arms like a 5-year-old.
Ew.
She, like, that was, like a 5-year-old was written, and then he kisses her. And I'm like, why the heck would you write it like that? That's so gross. Don't make me think of a grown man lifting a five-year-old
and then kissing her.
It's so incredibly icky. Don't have that be the lead up to the sex scene they're about to have. Please. Okay, chapter 18.
Okay.
He tears her underwear off.
That's a pretty hard feat.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to rip clothes unless there's already pre-ripped.
How funny would it be if he, like, leaned down to, like, create a pre-rip? Like, he had, like, little scissors. Cuts a little bit, and then he's like,
He's got, like, little scissors in his back pocket. Like, close your eyes.
I wrote, they're having a conversation, and I don't understand how we can only be 2/3 the way through. This is going to annihilate the tension. The rest of the book is just going to be infuriating, but without sexual tension. I can't handle this description. I can't even write it. I'm so uncomfortable.
I didn't write anything about... There must have been sex in this chapter.
Yes.
I didn't even write that happened. I was like, I'm just going to brush by that now. Because I can't handle it.
The funniest part about this sex scene, her head falls to the side of the bed, like, close to the edge.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, that's too close to the bedside table. So he... I wrote the quote, I grab the edge of it and whip it away, sending it toppling over, lamp and everything, crashing.
The bedside table.
Yeah. He just threw a bedside table midway through their sex. Because it got too close to her head.
Instead of moving her head.
And it made me laugh so hard. The idea of him just demolishing a bedside table while they're having sex.
See, this is what I wrote about chapter 18. He must have had a conversation with his ex-wife. Because all I wrote about was her.
Yeah. Nicole's mom comes and gets mad at him for stuff. But just before that, he says, he thinks to himself, Pike does, I have everything I need, except my son. She makes me forget my son.
Did you say that it makes me forget my son part?
Yeah. He thought that to himself.
Oh my word.
Good parenting.
Yeah. So, because what I wrote was, he accuses ex-wife of being a bad mom, and I'm like, dude, and you think you're good? Like, what?
Yeah.
He is not good. X also suspects that he is sleeping with Jordan.
Yeah.
Does he lie and say, oh, no, we're not?
Yeah, and she slaps him. I don't remember why she slapped him.
Because he's a bad dad, too.
Oh, okay.
They're both yelling at each other, you're bad! Parenting call!
Yeah. Chapter 19. Jordan cleans up the lamp that was destroyed in their lovemaking. Yeah, so he, like... feels bad about sleeping with her because Lindsay got mad at him.
Lindsay's his ex.
Yeah, the Cole's mom.
Fair.
So, yeah, so he, like, doesn't come home. Like, he's like, be ready when I come home. I'm gonna sleep with you again.
And then he doesn't.
And then he doesn't come home from work.
And I was like, the bar. Oh, he's mature.
Yeah.
So mature.
And then she's decided he doesn't love her.
And she said it makes her feel dirty. And I'm like, fair.
Yeah. It was reasonable. Like, her response was reasonable.
But then she was like, to get back at him, I'm going to do a t-shirt competition.
Yeah, which is not really reasonable.
Her response in terms of her emotions were reasonable, but her response in terms of her behavior.
I wrote, God, she acts like a 19-year-old.
And he does too.
Yeah.
I was like, you should just go home, sir, and be like, we're
let's
done.
Let's have a talk about it. Yeah.
And you do need to move out because we can't resist each other.
Yeah, because this is a weird relationship. And yeah. Yeah. Chapter 20. Why is this book so long? Yeah, so then he, like, comes home and he sees that she made pizza. And then he's, like, he calls her. And then he hears, like, bar sounds. So he figures out she's at the bar. And then he's like, is she playing some kind of game where I'm meant to go get her from the wet t-shirt contest? And I was like... if she is, it's fucking stupid.
Okay, I had a question for us, because I was like, in this moment, should he go after her or should he stay home? What do you think is the correct healthy boyfriend response?
he shouldn't have generated this situation.
No, but he's too late for that.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think he should get her from the wet t-shirt conversation.
Me neither.
Competition, because that's just like, it's so stupid. It's so stupid that she did it.
Yeah.
She should not be like, she should not get the response that she wants.
Which is that he comes and...
Yeah, and gets mad at her there.
Yeah. I very much was like, you should stay home. But before he decides what he's going to do, Cole comes over.
Yeah!
And I was like, what? And Cole's like, got a good job now. And he's like, let's get tattoos, Dad.
Yeah, like, Cole has, like, repaired their relationship without Pike having to do fucking anything.
I was like, is Cole, like, trying to manipulate him? Like,
it was so weird. Because Cole was being very, like, sketchy about what his new job was. And I'm like, is he, like, working for the mob? Like, what the fuck is Cole doing?
And he's like, I'm going to move out. Everything's going to be great, Dad. I'm like, that's weird. It's so random. But yeah. Okay.
Okay, whatever. So then Pike's like, I got to go get your ex-girlfriend from a wet t-shirt competition. But yeah, so Jordan goes there and she does it. And then she like experiences instant regret where she's like, oh, now all these men are leering at me. And I feel weird. And then Pike kisses her and
in
like...
in front of the everybody.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is this how Cole finds out? Like,
yeah. And then he like apologizes. And I was like, this is such a weird confrontation confession thing. And then, yeah, they're horny and making out in a parking lot. And I was like, I really don't feel like they're good for each other.
I know.
Like, this wasn't the moment where I was like, oh, wow. Yeah, they should be together. Like, I was just like, you just seem like two people that want to fuck.
Yeah. I rolled my eyes when they are in this moment because they both are like, we know this, we're going to feel guilty and that this isn't the right thing. And I'm like, ugh. Ah, stop. And then he has the inner dialogue of like, she never would have gone through with working at the strip club because that's not who she is. And I'm like, you just figured this out now? You're not meant for each other.
You're like, a dummy. Yeah.
I've known this. I've for all the whole book, she never was going to go through with a strip club job.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know Jordan. You're just attracted to her body.
That was what I felt too. Like, I was like, literally, you guys are just into each other. That's, like, all it is.
Ew, what the heck? Actually, that's so funny. I said, ew, and then I said, what the heck? And my notes also said, what the heck? But I didn't read them.
You just had the exact same reaction twice. Yeah. That's amazing. All right, what was the... Let's find out what Mariah was reacting to.
Well, I guess they're not together. I don't know. You might have to fill in some blanks. But she's like, I know I wouldn't have been a stripper for the world, but I want to be a stripper for you.
Yeah.
And then, but he's not home, so they FaceTime?
No, he is home.
Ooh!
She goes upstairs and locks herself in the bedroom and then FaceTimes and does this weird...
She bangs the desk. Yeah. That's what I wrote.
Yeah.
And then I wrote, what the heck? And then she won't let him bang her and just goes to bed.
Yeah.
Why did any of that happen? I'm like, to prove she's not a kid... to prove she can control him. I'm like, that was weird.
Yeah, she calls him Mr. Lawson during it. Yeah. And he wrote, the phone cracks in my hand. And I was like, can you chill, dude? Like,
like he was gripping it so hard. How is this guy so strong without eating vegetables?
Yeah.
Like, that is impossible. Oh, I'm trying. I'm just not turned on enough.
Yeah, that's the issue. Yeah, so chapter 21, I wrote, Pike is aggressive in wanting her. This is so fucking... These notes are terrible. I wrote, he kisses her boob and she orgasms. And then I wrote, they fuck on the table. And then Cam shows up, her sister.
And then Cam, who's been encouraging this all along, is like, don't do anything crazy. This is for fun. Like... Then she gets all, like, concerned for her
own. Suddenly concerned, and it's like, what?
Except for just yesterday, Pike said, I'm falling in love with you. And I'm like, the problem won't be that they get bored. The problem will be Cole. Because they could bang for the rest of their happy lives.
Yeah, so chapter 22, Pike's friend Dutch comes over, and she's, like, making sexual innuendos in front of him.
It's that weird, why would, like, change in her character?
Yeah, and so then they have shower sex while Dutch is there, and it's implied that he knows that they're having shower sex.
And this is something about all books where I'm like, there was a book I read on the most recent vacation where I'm like, do people just talk like this that I don't know? Like, do people who and act like this that I don't know?
I know.
Like, my friends don't do that. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you're welcome you. For not actively having shower sex.
While I'm at your house.
Yeah. It's just a weird thing to do to somebody.
And then like, did he just sit in the kitchen and wait? Like,
yeah. And then they have a moment and they, like, kind of confess their feelings. And then I wrote, there's a Cole problem. Oh, because yeah, Lindsay shows up.
Either before or during banging, Cole calls and it's urgent.
Yeah.
Didn't want to reread to figure it out. I guess they had, like, a back and forth.
Yeah. So chapter 23, there's, like, a reason that Lindsay, Cole's mom, is kicked out of her place. So then she's sleeping on the couch.
And Cole's also sleeping there again.
Yeah. And then so Cole is back, like, living there again. And so then it's like, oh, Cole is going to sleep with Jordan in that room, like, in this room together.
Like, Lindsay makes him. Yeah. That's what I wrote. Lindsay is making Cole and Jordan share a bed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is very weird, mother.
Yeah.
Like, are you trying to make them get back together?
Yeah, that's a weird thing for her to do. But then it's also very gross and weird that Pike feels sexually threatened by his own son. That just weirds me out. I wrote, this is so stupid. And then Jordan, like, wants Pike to tell Cole.
Yeah, and I was like, good job.
And like, then Pike is being reasonable, like, no, I'm not going to do that. And then now they're breaking up.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was good job on both of their parts of, like, you can't live and hide. Like, if you're actually going to live, like, love each other,
you do,
which
need,
is what they've had talked about.
They need to be out to the world, yes. You know?
But also, if you don't want to hurt your son, good job, break up.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I don't have any feelings for him anymore. I'm like, please. Why can't you just say, that really hurt me, and I'm sad.
Yeah.
But instead, her inner monologue is, I don't have feelings for you anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah. I also figured they were going to get back together, and that the way that Cole would find out was that he would catch them. Did that happen? That was my hypothesis.
That's not what happens.
Oh, good.
So chapter 24, she goes back to the house. Cole is having a party there. I don't know why. Because he, like, moved in and immediately was like, time to throw a party. But she's, like, going back to get her stuff. So her creepy ex finds her, and then Pike also...
She's with Pike when the creepy ex is there.
Oh, okay.
Well, actually, two things happen with the creepy ex. So the first one is that the creepy ex is there, and is like, let's sleep together. And then she says she tells him he was a bad lay, and threatens him with scissors until he leaves.
Yeah.
And I was like, why did that happen?
And then Pike shows up.
And then Pike shows up, and then her and Pike are talking, and then... And they're really close, like, physically close together. And then X comes back and is like, you can call me daddy.
He literally says, oh, ho, ho.
The X?
Yeah. Because he's discovered.
Them.
Them. And so then.
And then Pike beats him up.
Pike and Cole beat him up together.
Oh.
But bonding. Cole also finds out that Pike and Jordan are.
So he finds out, but in not a good way.
Yeah. And then, so. Then she sends an apology text to Cole, like, a couple days later or something. And Cole replies, do you love him? And I was like, this seems like such a weird reply. To finding out your ex-girlfriend is banging your dad. And then Jordan's like, I'm gonna fucking leave town.
So she's gonna quit her job.
Yeah, and just leave for, like, the summer or something? I don't know.
And I said, her boss says stupid stuff to her, and I quoted it.
Oh, good.
What you feel for him or anyone else isn't what you need. This, she taps my chest over my heart. What you're feeling right now is the best thing that can happen to you, because when all the pieces of your heart start to come back together, and they will, they'll be stronger and much tougher for someone to pierce. So you can be sure that when someone finally does, he'll have worked for it. We don't need food to survive this life as much as we need our hearts broken. I don't know why I wrote this down.
It's a pretty stupid monologue.
I guess so. I mean, I thought it was stupid. That's why I wrote it. But the best part is, the first break is always the worst. It'll never feel this bad.
I hate that. I don't know. I feel like it's supposed to be like, look how mature she is now.
But she's not mature. The whole point is she's running away.
She's running away, and then she proceeds to just get back together with the guy that broke her heart.
Yep.
So what did she learn from that? So chapter 25, we find out the resolution to the coal problem.
He joined the Navy.
And yeah.
But Pike is mad. Like, Cole is mad at Pike. Like, no one's talking to Pike, and Pike's alone because Cole is mad at him. Jordan's MIA. Mm-hmm. And Cole's gone for 8 weeks and has no contact. So Pike just has to, like, live with...
with his choices.
Yeah. And then Cam shows up and knees him in the balls.
No, that's fun. No, he goes to see her.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't come to his house to knee him in the balls.
I would have liked it my way better, but I didn't write it down properly. I don't remember it, so.
And then chapter 26. Yeah. I didn't write much about, I just wrote Pike is sad. That's it.
Yeah.
So chapter 26, it's 2 months later.
Yes.
And Pike talks to Cole. And I was like, Cole is randomly very mature and cool now.
8 weeks in the Navy will do that to you.
It's sweet, but weird when it's within the context of, it's okay for you to fuck my ex-girlfriend, Dad.
I would like to point out that Cole came home in camo gear, and I don't think that's what the Navy wears.
Maybe at the training? I don't know.
Because I still don't think that's true. Because I was at Fleet Week in New York City, which is when all of the Navy bishops come to New York, and there was no one in camo.
Wouldn't really make sense to be in camo. No,
I literally wrote, what would they be blending into? They put shrubs on the top deck.
They'll never find us now.
Like the Navy, the lowest men wear white.
Yeah.
And as you go up, they start to wear like navy blue, but all one color. And then there's different hats, like depending on your level. And I was like, she never even looked what the Navy wears. I was like, so bothered. Like, he could have joined any other wing of
the military. It might have been the basic training. Like, it might be.
I don't believe it.
Okay.
Maybe I should have looked into it.
So then Pike and Cole go to get tattoos. I wrote, they're pretty stupid. Pike gets a candle birthday girl.
I wrote gag. And Cole got some Navy stuff.
And I was like, he got a candle to represent a 19-year-old girl he met 6 months ago.
We barely even talked about the candle thing. She did it more than what we talked about. But
not... Also, isn't it crazy that he went to get tattoos with his son and didn't get something related to his son? He got a tattoo for his son's girlfriend.
And then he has a dream where Jordan is pregnant and they love each other.
Yeah, I was like, it's so weird that this is a sexual dream for him.
And then he reads Jordan's dream jar?
Yeah.
And I was like, did we know she had this?
No, we didn't.
I was like, I didn't know this. When was she doing that?
Yeah, and it's so funny because, like, again, they talk about music. And he, like, puts her stereo on, and it's that one, I think it's Bruce Springsteen. The one that's, like, I'm on fire. Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? And I'm like, I know. So I was like, it's fitting that that song is the one you chose, because that song also gives me weird vibes that I don't really like. Like, I like the song, just don't like the vibes. And then, yeah, he reads the scroll from her dream jar.
Because all her dream jars are super mundane things, like, be married.
I want to have backsplash.
Like, I want backsplash.
And he's like, she could have been happy with me. Because he thought she couldn't be happy with him because he's too old.
Yeah.
And she was like, she has so much life to live, like, whatever.
But she didn't want, like, any of the, like, stereotypical things that 20-year-olds want, like, adventure and wild.
She wanted just a house.
Yeah.
And an old man to live with.
So off they go.
So chapter 27, Pike goes back and he's like, I still feel sad too. He goes back to her sister and he's like, I still feel sad. And then Cam is like, tells him that she's at a motel in Virginia. And he's like, are you going to tell me which one? And she's like, no, you have to figure it out. So he goes to drive to random motels in Virginia.
Until he finds her?
Yeah.
Wow, didn't write that down. I wrote some weird stuff down, though.
Chapter 28.
Yeah.
I wrote, surely it's almost over.
It is. We're so close.
No, we've got one more long, boring scene.
Okay, what is it?
There's like, so she's working at this motel, and this one guy shows up with 5 women. And I was like, why are you telling me this, author? Is that the next book?
I wrote that. I'm like, why did this whole thing happen with the biker dude and the girls and the motel and the person's a regular? I'm like, why are these random people being interjected now in chapter 28?
I feel like the next book is about Danny, the girl who owns the motel.
Really?
That's my guess.
So random.
Because Danny, the girl who owns the motel, likes the 90s.
Yeah.
Well, Jordan was big into the 80s. So that's a character trait about people. So yeah, Pike and Jordan get together. I didn't write anything about it. They have like speeches.
And then they have sex in the hotel. Well, yeah. Someone else has sex in the room next door to them.
Yeah.
I don't know why that was commented in the book, and I thought, that's weird. Better write it down.
So then chapter 29, it's like later a bit. Because, yeah, they go like mudding or something. And then
chapter 29 is 1 year time jump.
Okay. So he proposes.
And she wants to get married immediately.
Yeah. And then they have a very weird, like, very brief conversation about the child situation. Where he's like, you want kids? And she's like, yeah. And then they're like, good to go. And then they bang.
I know. I don't like how one, it's mentioned that they've literally never talked about marriage before he proposes.
Yeah.
Like, since they had that one conversation, which has now been like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And then we never hear about it again.
Yeah.
And two, they talk about having kids after they're engaged. And I'm like,
why would you guys not have spoken about that?
Don't get engaged. Like, do you even want to get married?
It also icked me out because he'd had that weird sex dream about her being pregnant. And I was just like, this does not feel like Jordan wants kids. It feels like he just wants kids. And he's like, ready? Go. We got to do it. Chapter 30.
It was an epilogue.
Epilogue 9 years later. And so.
So now Jordan is 29.
Yeah. And so her son and Cole's son are friends. And for some reason, they mentioned that Cole's wife is Japanese. But that's nice. And he met her while in the Navy.
Oh, never mind. She just has one born son. I guess she must be pregnant.
Yeah, she's pregnant and has...
But he says that
she has one born son. Yeah, true.
I guess he is talking about the unborn one, too. These are my notes. It means nothing. Yeah, cool. It ends with her blowing out a candle and making a wish that she says comes true every day. What an ending.
What an ending. What a book. It is a book.
It is a book.
But it's not a good one.
It was not a good one.
I didn't enjoy it.
It was a bad, bad, bad one.
Yeah, so now it's time to rank.
I really forgot how awful he was.
I like that we were like, oh no, what if he's such a good guy?
He's objectively good. It's just, he's dating, but no.
He's awful. He's awful. In addition to dating a little girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything we find attractive about him?
No.
Okay. That gives us a good starting point.
Yeah. So he's definitely, oh yeah, I hated him so much. Who's Jackson? The one who murdered his kid. I would literally put him.
Who was Kian the Immortal? Was that the vampire?
He was like a vampire-esque dude.
Okay.
I would literally put him just above Travis.
Yeah.
Yes. That's
fine with me.
Because he didn't actively abuse her.
No. I would say, like, Callias to me was attractive. Whose leads?
From Layla.
I can't believe he got so high.
for drowning her?
Chase Yu is next. He's just so boring. He's not attractive, but I don't hate him. Mm-hmm. Mac Flannery, same.
Incredibly boring.
Kian the Immortal.
Literally nothing about him was significant.
Jackson, I think we must have hated him.
Well, he murdered her.
Murdered her. And Gogo, boring.
But like the most boring. Yeah. Like peak of boring.
So like not attractive, but not hate. Just like... Who cares about you, Gogo?
Yeah. Pike is worse because I disliked him.
Yeah. He was not a good dad. He was not a good partner for her either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he's coming in at number 23.
Out of 24.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the only one who succeeded in beating out was abusive.
Was actively abusive.
There you have it, folks.
There you have it, folks.
Did not find anyone attractive today.
No. Not today.
Better luck next time.
I feel like this is just because like we had so much ick, like so much like
yeah.
And so yeah, if this is your thing, go check out the book. You might be into it. You might be like, damn, this is exactly my shit.
Yeah.
It wasn't for us though. Yeah. So check us out on Instagram. We're on Patreon as well. And thank you so much for listening to this part. We were really excited to do a book we hated after the whole ACOTAR thing. So,
yeah, this is fun.
It was.